should I bring in? My auntie. He doubts about this nonsense of beauty. We will send him to the fine art faculty. What will happen? Honest, what will happen?
You'll become a critic.
They kick her out because she will pose a lot of nonsense questions, doubting everything. When several times she will be told that, look at this statue, this is one of the finest ever made. If she doubts it because her nephew is making good funny stuff from the piece of bread, for example. What could you do? You think that's more interesting? Could you convince her? So, if somebody will be doubtful about the basics of music, we'll send him to a conservatoire. What will happen? Nothing. Therefore, one barrier is very important to pass. Oh my Hasanuddin, please make this book the cure for that. Not to cure the jealous one, because they are not curable. Let them go and change that, because they have crossed eyes and they cannot see one stuff. This is what we talk. Yes?
The one that is jealous of the sun and the one that is fretting at the existence of the sun, look, this is the incurable disease which he has, alas. Look, this one fallen forever to the bottom of the pit. What he wants is the extinction of the sun of eternity. Tell, how should this desire of his come to pass?
This is good. You see, let's look at it this way. There are some people, they doubt this stuff. They come here and they sit down for the argument. What they want? They want to negate the first light at the beginning, right? So, how could that happen? Could we go back and eliminate the light which started with that Big Bang, created everything? They want to negate that. How could that be?
They've closed their eyes.
Now you will see, no, read the next one.
The falcon is he that comes back to the king. He that has lost the way is the blind falcon.
They didn't close this eye. They have a blind falcon. Remember the falcon? At the beginning of book 2, he talked about falcon. Remember how he talked about it? The word in Persian is baz. And he repeated it in 3 different meanings. Baz means open. He said, let this door be open to everyone. And baz means R-E in English. Like repeating. Like reappearing. Like going back. Like come back to me. That returning to the origin. That baz. He talked about all of this. And he's talking about this falcon mainly in this book. Because the falcon is representing what? What is representing? Falcon. First of all, is a bird. Means is one kind of thought. What kind of thought is that? Falcon is a fellow who doesn't hunt for itself. Hunts for the master. When the falcon is sitting down, he doesn't see anything because the master will put a hood on his head and he's quiet and calm and satisfied. Therefore, he will see what? He will see what the king wants to see. He will catch the stuff that the king wants. And his attention is where? What is the attention of the falcon? He told you. His sole attention is a drum. The drum they played, this means come back. So the falcon, if is in the latest period of hunt, means the claw is touching the rabbit, for example. The drum, it will let go. Because come back to me is the main stuff in that taming. That's the falcon. This falcon, let's say, in you. Where is this falcon? He said, oh, this poor falcon has fallen in that house, and your housekeeper, the wife of the Arab, who said the intelligence, will do a lot of good stuff to it. We'll cut all the flying feathers, the claws, and we'll make it eat nonsense. This is a lost falcon. Here he will say, it's a blind falcon who doesn't come back to the king. Means the thought should come back to you and bring something to you. You, not the body, the king, the Solomon, the spirit. So you should have some thought. Who are digging for a spirituality, bring it to the king. If they don't do that, yes, the falcon is blind.
It lost the way and fell into the ruins, and then in the ruins it fell in with owls.
Owls. Because when you have the falcon, you have the owl. You have the holistic thought, you have the normal animalistic thought. Those are living in the night, the hunters of the night. They don't like the sun. And they don't like the falcon. When the falcon is over there, they think that there is competition. So they try to hurt the falcon. Let's hear it all from Rumi. Yes?
It is holy light from the light of approval, but the commander, fate, blinded it. He threw dust in it.
Over there I have a problem. Let's wait a little bit, because this is the one of the words that could be misinterpret always when it comes from Persian language, especially. It's the word qada. You remember we talked about this. Second paragraph, book one. Over there, he even explained it. He said, because normally you could say qada is the faith. That's one of the meanings. Which is not what we mean. For us, the best explanation of qada is consequence, qiyamah. The other one is qadar. Normally they will say qada wa qadar means believing in faith. To us, qadar is mizan. We're talking about it, quantity. Qaza and qadar, of course, consequence and quantity. These are the main thing that you should always remember. We look at it that way. Here, he will say, listen, this falcon is made up out of light and being satisfied, because the result is that, being satisfied. But now it is blind. Why? Because the general, the Sarhang, the general of consequence, made it blind. Means when you don't drink from the right side, you drink from the left side, you absorb the wrong knowledge, your falcon becomes blind. Why? The consequence of what you did, your intention, you let your housekeeper attended the falcon. The consequence is having a blind falcon. Qada over there is a little bit complicated. Let's hear it again, yes?
It is holy light from the light of approval, mm-hmm. but the commander or general, fate blinded it. He threw dust in its eyes and took it away from the road. He left it amidst owls.
You see, it's not some fate. This Sarhang, this colonel, is throwing dirt in his eyes. Means your colonel here will put a lot of real, materialistic, earthly stuff in the vision of your falcon, in its eyes. It will become blind to the light because it is being used to dirt. Remember, this earth is our physical existence. First, material. The physical stuff which is making our form. The form is the earth. The essence is that breath in us. You say, this earth, your colonel did this, feed your intelligence with a lot of realistic stuff, your falcon becomes blind. You forget the beauty and the tenderness. Yes?
He threw dust in its eyes and took it away from the road. He left it amidst owls and ruins. To crown all, the owls attack it and tear its lovely wing feathers and plumes. A clamor arose amongst the owls. Ha! The falcon has come to seize our dwelling place. As the street dogs, wrathful and terrifying, have fallen upon the frock of a stranger. How am I fit, said the falcon, for owls? I give up to the owls 100 ruins like this. I do not wish to stay here. I am going. I will return to the King of Kings.
That return is in Arabic, in the words, Raja. Do you remember that? Erja'i, come back to me. It's that word precisely, yes?
Do not kill yourselves, O owls, for I'm not settling. I'm going home. The ruin is a thriving abode in your eyes. For me, however, the king's forearm is the place whither one returns. The owl said, the falcon is plotting to uproot you from house and home. He will seize our houses by cunning. He will tear us out of our nests by hypocrisy.
The logical fellows, the very intelligent people, when they look at the spiritualism, they are full of doubt and they think that, oh, these stupid fellows, they are here to diminish the value of our scientific knowledge. They are against the intelligence, and blah, 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 all of that. But in between, Rumi used one word which is a very delicate word in mysticism in Persian language, which is kharabat. Kharabat is a very complicated word because it could come from different sources and it's a very strange mix. First of all, it starts with kharab. Kharab means ruined. Kharab means kaput. Kharab means damaged. All of that. Then abad means developed. Just the opposite. Okay? If you put these two together, you will have kharabat. And kharabat, they refer to the bar. The place that they go and drink and they get together, all the dervishes. But when you ask them, you say, no, it's not Kharab Abad. This is Khor Abad. Because Khor means sun. And Khor Abad means somewhere being developed by the sun. So when we say Kharabat, you cannot guess which one we are referring to. At the end of the day, we are referring to a place in the story, not a real place. That place is that strange mixture of ruin and developed, but the development comes from the sun. So positively looking at it, we love it, although it could look like a ruin.